We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas mem tes yimei asfira, k'neged mem tes oisiyas sheyesh b'kabol aso malcho shamayim, b'shma u'boruch shem. Rav Nosson Zal says that we see the connection between the 49 days of the Omer corresponding to the 49 letters that are found in the two sentences Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi, Shehem Keneged Mem Tes Oisiyas Sheyesh B'Shemus Yud Bei Shifteko, which correspond to the 49 letters in the names of the 12 tribes. Vayidei Hasfira Shelelo Ayomim Shem Bechinas Kelim, and by counting these days, which implies vessels, making vessels, Ki Hayomim Heim Bechinas Kelim u'midos, because days are, they represent vessels and midos, measurements. A day is a measurement of time, a specific measurement, 24 hours. Ayidei ze yoitzim mitumo letahara, umesaknin hayomim vakelim, kedei lizkois lekabel ho'or hatoira b'shvuas b'pchinas brocha, al yidei tikkun hakelim kanal. By preparing these vessels, we're zoche to be able to go out from Tuma to Tara and to be able to receive the light of the Torah on Shavuos in a form of bracha. It should be a blessing. The light should be a blessing by the fact that we prepared these good kelim before. V'alkein b'yoyim shishi l'sfira shubchinas yoyse b'chinas shmiras habris oz nivka hayom l'shnei mosa gzorim k'neged shnei mosa shifteko Shehem Bechinas Tikkun HaBris Kanal. And now we could also understand why it's specifically on the sixth day of Yomer, which corresponds to Yosef. Yosef is always Shishi, Yisoid. We know that the word Yosef itself is Bigimatria, six times Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei. So, and Yosef, we know, represents Shmiras HaBris. That's the day on which the Yamsuf was split into 12 lanes, corresponding to the 12 Shvatim, who represent Tikkun HaBris. We mentioned before that the 12 tribes are called Shiftei Ko, that Hashem put His name on each and every one of them in the Torah, Shevet Horuveni, Hashimoimi, showing that they represent purity. They are the Klal Yisrael, which are Tahara, versus Lahavdol, the other nations, which are Tuma. Paragraph Yudalid. V'alkein achar shivas himei ha-pesach chutur ha-chometz b'achila u'kemuva b'zoyar. And this is why after the seventh day of Pesach, after Shvi'i shel Pesach, which is when we had Kriyas Yamsuf, from that point on, the Jews are permitted to eat chometz. As is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Moshe ben Melech, the Zohar HaKadosh mentions a parable about a prince and uses that to explain the concept of why we can't eat chametz on Pesach, but the rest of the year it's permissible. Ki achar shekiblu matzah asvasa yicholim lechol chametz ayin shom, because once we've received the matzah, which is a medicine, the Zohar HaKadosh refers to the matzah as a medicine, a cure. After that, we're allowed to eat chametz for the rest of the year. Ki b'tchilo hukhruchu lechol rak matzah shubchinas ha'or hanimshech lemalo b'bchinas brocha shelo yal yodeinu. Because in the beginning, when we first left Mitzrayim, at that point we had to eat only matzah. And as we learned earlier, matzah represents a light that's pre-formatted above in heaven. It comes out of heaven already formatted. It's not dependent on our vessels at all whatsoever. We're not doing any of the formatting. B'bechinas hinei borech lo kachti kanal. As we mentioned from Bilam earlier, that when Bilam wanted to curse the Jews, he mentioned that Hashem preempted him by sending out light already formatted, so that Bilam couldn't format it according to his defective keli. Vaydeze yotzu mi Mitzrayim mituma letara. And that's what enabled the Jews to leave Mitzrayim, to go out from the impurity to purity. V'zochu l'bechinas tikkun HaBris. And we would say to Tikkun HaBris, v'nistaknu kleihem al yidei zeh, and our keli was corrected through that. Again, by receiving this pure light, v'achar kach b'sheishes himi asfiro, nistaknu gam kleihem k'tzas. Then, during the first 6 days of the Omer, our kelim were improved a little bit. They were fixed up a little bit. Exactly. V'zochul b'chinas kriyas yamsuf l'shnei mosek zorim, and we were zochul on the seventh day to the splitting of the Red Sea into 12 lanes. Shekol zehu b'chinas tikun abris kanal, which we learned earlier, also represents tikun abris. V'azai nistaknu kleim v'yecholim l'tzayr hor b'chinas brochum. And after those 7 days, our keli was improved, and to the point where it's able to receive Hashem's light in a form of bracha. V'oz yecholim lechol chametz. And that's why from that point on, we are able to eat chametz, shehu b'chinas tziur hanal. We mentioned earlier that chametz represents something that we form, we shape it. It represents a light that it's up to us to format based on our keli, which has already been fixed up during those first 7 days of the Sefira. Ki oz yecholim Yisrael etzayr hoy lebrocha yidei tikun kleim v'al kein yecholim lechol chametz hanal. Because once we've gone through the process of these 7 days and our keli has already gotten a tikun to a degree, now we are capable of receiving unformatted light from above in heaven, where we format it. Just like when it comes to chametz, we are the ones who format it by allowing it to rise and shaping it, etc. You know, we're the ones who format the chametz. So too, this refers to a kind of light that we process. V'alkein b'shavuos makrivim shtei alechem mi'chametz daika. And this is why on the holiday of Shavuos, we bring a sacrifice from chametz, two loaves that are brought from chametz. Ki oz ono metzayrim hoyer lebracha, because on Shavuos we are capable of formatting the light into a blessing. Umekablam atoyrak toshu bebchinas bracha idei tikun hakelim emem nesim esvir kanal, and we're able to receive the Torah, the blessing, through the fact that throughout the 49 days of the Omer we prepared kelim. V'alkein makriven oz chametz daika shebchinas tzir hoyer lebracha idei tikun hakelim emem nesim esvir kanal. And that's why on Shavuos we bring a sacrifice of chametz, which represents the fact that we are now able to format that light into a blessing through the fact that our keli got its complete tikkun during the 49 days of the Omer. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes officially this halacha, and then he adds one other paragraph, paragraph tesvav. V'alkein oichlen matzah shivas yomim, and this is why we eat matzah throughout the 7 days of Pesach. Ki kol yoim kolu me'asora, because we know that each one of these days of Pesach is considered to be a composite of 10, a tens unit. V'im keneged shivin kolim, corresponding to the 70 cries that a pregnant woman cries before she's able to give birth. Keneged golus shel shivas umois shezochu lotzis menu, corresponding to the exile of Egypt, which is considered to be a composite of all 70 nations, as if we were in golus by all 70 nations, and now on Pesach we were zecher to leave there. Shezeh b'chinas yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chol eilu ashivas yomim tzrichin lechol matzah. And throughout these 7 days we're required to eat matzah. Shehu b'chinas ho'or hanimshach melamala b'chinas brocha. Matzah represents a light that's being formatted above in heaven. Hashem is not leaving it to us to format it. Hashem in heaven already formats it into a bracha. Kedei lahachnia hagolus shel shivim umen kanal, in order to subdue the exile of all 70 nations. Velizkois labchinas shivim ponim laTorah, and to be zeichet to all 70 interpretations of the Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, in order to really appreciate this halacha that we just learned, you must go back and learn, review chapter 36 in Likut Imran from beginning to end. And then you'll see how what we've said here is all very clear. Everything fits perfectly into place. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Halacha Hey.